It's time for the Yacht Club Show.
Needed now more than ever.
With Killer, Rev D, and Dr. Jim.
Well, welcome back, listeners.
It's been a while.
It has.
I don't recognize you two, by the way. I just
I got a haircut and I shaved my beard. So yeah.
I've been working out.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, who is that buff guy sitting next to me?
But you're mentioning it's been so long.
Yeah, right? It's been so long. The last time we did the show, we were outside in my back deck.
Oh, my gosh, birds were tweeting.
Squirrels were squirreling.
Yeah. Gosh, it has been a while.
It's been a while. Life happens, I guess.
Life happens. We talked about getting together soon after the election and talk about what everyone was talking about at the moment, why the Democrats lost, you know, adding our 2 cents. But then we thought that horse was kind of getting beaten to death. We might touch on it a little bit in this show, but I think we're going to think more about let's look forward, right? But
Yeah,
we're always forward looking.
We're forward
guys.
Thinkers.
We're forward thinkers, right. You know, big picture type, 30,000 feet guys.
And we're like everyone else. We are brilliant analysts after the fact.
Yeah, we'll prepare you. That's what you always do.
Find out who Dr. Jim voted for. We'll have to find out on the side. I don't want you to make it announce anything publicly. Hey, I do have, well, this is a big milestone for the Yacht Club Show. Our last show, which I thought was pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I was going to say brilliant, but I was trying to be a little modest there, but you're right. It was brilliant. $10,000 downloads, according to WordPress.
Get out.
WordPress posts our MP3 file, and it's reporting over 10,000 downloads.
That is
amazing.
Hard for me to comprehend.
Dave and I have talked about this. It's like, where are these downloads coming from?
Remember last show? I'm getting worried.
Last show, I asked people to send us an email, let us know how you heard of, where you located, roughly. Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay. Although I did get some unsolicited emails about, caught your show.
For three Yahoos
from Michigan. It's kind of interesting.
Or maybe they like our insights. Maybe our insights are better than we think.
That's scary,
well, of course,
man.
We think they're good.
We always thought they're good.
Well, remember
but somewhere in the back of my mind was,
Remember the genesis of the show, why we started to do it in the first place. We used to go to the bar after softball games, and we'd talk about politics. We thought, man, we're pretty sharp.
Good. Yeah, that was
Other people need to hear this.
That was before the internet came along, and now they know we don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, good point.
All you had to do was bluff. If you could bluff it, you'd get away with it.
So anyway, the Yacht Club Show.
Big time now.
We're growing.
Changing the world, one listener at a time.
Did you call your daughters and say, what happened?
We did talk, yeah. It was a tough pill for them to swallow, but...
Were they surprised?
Yeah, I think they really were. And you know what? You know, you hear it after the fact that even Harris's internal team, their internal polling numbers showed that they were behind. But the media, I don't get it.
Oh, yeah. The media the
polling companies.
They're incompetent.
Yeah.
No, the polling companies, I cut them slack because the race is so close.
Well, in when you talk about the race, you're talking about the swing states, right?
Well, even there.
Trump swept them.
Well,
but the percent of the victory was probably well within the margin of error for the polls.
I think people who voted for Trump, I think there was that hidden, they didn't admit it.
Right.
Or didn't answer their cell phone or whatever. I think that was...
Yeah, there was always going to be...
Yeah, there was always a hidden...
They were in their closet Trump supporters.
Well, there was...
There were.
Yeah, you're right.
To the credit of the New York Times, they predicted that Trump was going to win because they predicted how underreported his voting was in previous elections.
Right, right.
Even in 2022, when his party, you know, they didn't do as well as they did what they were going to do. Right.
So the Times did call this out before the
election.
They
did, based on, you know, even looking at the polling, based on what the history of polling would be. So. And I don't blame the polls so much, but the media was...
Well, the media, I think, whatever credibility they had is gone.
They haven't had much credibility with me for the last
media
10 years.
Trying to make the news as
opposed
to reporting.
Yes, they were trying to draw... They were essentially saying, if you vote for Trump...
You're an awful person.
You're a bad person.
Right.
But looking at it, two-thirds of the country does not have a college degree, okay? And then men are the source of all problems in the world today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's loud and clear.
Yeah. What's the surprise then when people without college degrees vote for Trump and that men swing to Trump when they're being told you are toxic?
Or, and let me add on top of that, Barack Obama said, if you're a black male, you have no business voting for Trump.
Right.
You're basically a traitor to the race.
Right.
Basically implying that.
Yeah.
I mean, no one wants to be talked to like that.
No, that wasn't a good move. No. He's a better politician than that.
And like I said, we're sitting here now saying what is perfectly obvious after the fact, but I still don't know if the Democrats have been able to, you know, absorb this.
No. You know, what was interesting, in the last month I had an opportunity to be with Janet, our daughter, for long car rides, and she would put on the podcast Pod Save America.
Yeah,
which is a liberal podcast.
Are they Obama guys?
Yeah, they work for Obama.
Smart guys.
Yeah, smart. Yeah, they're very smart. You know, they would have they had several podcasts analyzing why what happened. But I think there was one, a lot of themes which we've all heard. But there was one that came that reminded me after we would lose a softball game. You know,
right.
We'd go through the shake hands, you know, if they're, and then we'd come back at the bar. It's like, how did we lose to those guys?
Yeah.
You
know,
that's how they sounded. How did we lose to Trump?
Right.
And they didn't analyze just what you talked about, Jim, with the mail vote. You know, let's face it, the economy and the border were two big issues.
They were.
I mean, that we knew that.
Because you have that one high profile woman who was killed by an illegal immigrant. I can't Lakin.
Yeah.
And that got a lot of press toward the end. I've always admired the Democrats, the way they've run their campaigns and the ads. They knew how to hit people right between the eyes with important issues. I think the Republicans did a hell of a job this year with their commercials and stuff and their PR machine or whatever. That Lakin thing was really played up, and it's one person, right? But they played that up. They also played up the conversation that, which was genius by the Republicans, when Sonny Hostin on The View asked Kamala Harris, well, you know, you say you're new, you know, you're not Biden, got a whole very optimistic, positive message. What would you have done differently than Biden? And Kamala said, I can't think of anything. Really?
Yeah.
Resonated with people.
Well,
it's like, wait a minute. Let's take a break here. Just a 2-second station break. And then let's get into, you know, how we move forward then.
Okay.
Okay. All right, looking forward. Trump's hasn't been in office yet, but there's been a lot of activity. He's actually meeting, I think, with several, well, he has met with several foreign leaders, made a lot of cabinet picks, some impressive, some, I'm sure, picked truly out of loyalism.
Well, some head shakers.
Yeah, some head shakers, but we know Trump. He's going to reward those loyal. But looking forward, what positive things are you seeing, or potentially positive things do you see?
Well, I think in the overall, there's a positive vibe for the there's a confidence now that that hasn't been there. Now, not with everybody. There's still, like Dr. Jim indicated, there's still some people licking their wounds. But I think overall, I think there's a positive vibe in the country. And maybe it's just a change of administrations that with Biden, there's been a lot of with the border, and he gets blamed for the economy. Some of it's his fault. Some of it, I think, was out of his control. But the guy in charge gets the credit or the blame,
yeah.
Right or wrong. I just think there's a new. I get a feeling that there's a new vibe, a confident vibe right now.
Let me throw out my thoughts. I'll try to keep it quick. I think there's genuine enthusiasm this time around because, if you remember, 2016, Trump was going to drain the swamp.
Right.
And what happened? He gets elected. The GOP doesn't support him. He has no clue how to build a cabinet. You see the turnover in his cabinet. He had no clue how it all operated. Things were stacked against him. He got some things, part of his agenda done. But he was it was an uphill battle all the way.
Well, Washington, now he's, yeah, they made sure he wasn't.
Yeah, they made sure
they did.
Even his own party.
You're right.
Now his party says, "Wow, Trump is the party. We got to toe the line somewhat." Apparently, the American people have spoken, and now Trump, like I said, he's rewarding his loyalists in his cabinet. I think there's going to be far less turnover, and I got stats on that we can go through later if we want to. But I really think there's a potential to drain the swamp this time around, especially with Musk and Vivek.
Yeah, I would agree. Anything they do, government.
Unnecessary government. Let's say unnecessary government, because right. There's a lot of fat.
He said he's going to, Musk said he's going to cut $2 trillion. Well, maybe he only gets $1 trillion.
Yeah.
Oh,
if he gets a trillion,
and the press will say, what a failure.
Why is he even trying?
Yeah, that'll be. Anyway. And the other good thing when mentioning that, they want to be done in 2 years July.
That seems unrealistic,
2026.
Doesn't it?
You know what, Mike? In business, that's where they're coming from.
True.
They're putting a limit on, we're not going to be here forever. It's 2 years. Let's get it done. And, there is an excitement in Washington about that, even with both sides right now. There are people who like that. They know that there's fat in the government.
I'm really pleased that they put a number to it because it's a very practical number. See, this is the thing with Trump and his appointments. Now, here's what he's got. A problem that he didn't have the first time. So this is his second term. He's limited, right? 1/3 of the Senate does not have to worry about election during this whole 4 years. They don't run
In
the Senate. They don't run for re-election until 2030. Okay? They just got elected this time.
Right.
Or re-elected this time.
Right.
So Trump really can't do anything to them as far as their what they do in office. So he's got, what do you got? Let's just call it 50 senators. He's not going to get 50 of those people to support him. He's going to get them to support him generally, but if he goes too far out and
there you go
over the cliff, he's not going to get their support. So they do have a say in what he does.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's goodness.
I think it is good. I think it is good.
Because I think everyone's worried about Trump's, not extremism, but he gets these wacky ideas.
He has a lack of discipline.
Yeah, that's it.
And he has this urge to just poke people.
He
does that with... You can see what he did when he appointed Gates.
Yeah.
That could not have been thoughtful analysis.
No,
of
that was an unforced error.
That was right like,
it was.
I think it may not even been an error. It might have just been, this one will make him crazy. As weak-kneed as everybody thinks the Republicans are, like I said, 1/3 of them, and he doesn't need a whole lot. The two ladies, the one from Alaska and the one from Maine.
Murkowski and Collins.
Yeah. Collins, they're not going to go for his craziness. So they only need They only need two more Republican senators to go along with them.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of people there that are, kind of centrist and also institutionalist.
So I think we actually have some sane checks and balances.
That is a real check and balance.
Yeah.
Now, the second thing is where the 2 years comes into. In 2 years, What happens is the next election comes up. So that means
they got to make progress.
They got to make progress. Mm-hmm. So there's that other third of the Senate that comes up. Those guys, now they got to be careful because Trump is
still got a little bit of power.
He can hurt him if he gets somebody to run against them.
Yeah.
So that's a problem. Yeah. But the House is another thing. If he doesn't get things done, that could be a big turn for him.
But you're right, Jim. He's got 2 years.
Yeah.
But if things are going well in 2 years,
yep.
I think that smooths things for him. It would be interesting to see what happens in the midterms. Typically, the Republicans should lose seats in this thing. But if things,
historically,
that's what happens. But, you know, if things are going well, what happens right then? I don't know.
They could pick up more
Well,
seats.
Then it depends on, it switches over the other way. It depends on who the Democrats decide to run.
Well, you know, if they get
if they go all AOC on us, then that's going to push.
Well, let's look more near term, though, if you don't mind.
Yeah, we mind.
Let's look at it.
Jim and I are getting off on a tangent here.
The cabinet pick I like best, only because of what I've read about her, is Susie Wiles, is it?
Chief of staff, yeah.
I've heard nothing but really good about her, a very calming influence. Pat Summerall somewhere is smiling, or he's rolling over in his grave.
It's interesting.
For those of you who don't know who Pat Summerall is.
Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
He was a field goal kicker for the New York Giants.
Wow.
He was a field goal kicker in the 50s for the New York Giants.
And
he was an announcer, CBS announcer.
Celebrated announcer, I would say.
Yes, he was well-revered announcer for them.
And
his daughter is Trump's chief of staff.
And I think she could have a very positive impact on his impulsive behavior. I hope so.
I agree with you, but we were talking about the press earlier, and I forget what the negative was on her. But you can't be in the public eye, and the press isn't going to try to find something.
They found some dirt, huh?
And I don't remember if her husband, or I don't know if she's married or what, but somebody in her family sold something. She sold, not
sold.
Stole. No, but there was something that, you know, what you're really picking at straws here.
You really are.
Trying to get this. But I agree with you. She's good.
Good, solid choice.
I think
she might have a... Contrary to what the media wants to believe, I think Trump does listen to women. I do. I think he had a good relationship with his mom. He said that she had a big influence on his life. Maybe I'm just being hopeful, really, that Susie will be able to rein him in a little bit.
I don't think he's purely anti-women or he's not anti-anything. He's kind of, you know, he picks and chooses what works best for Trump.
He does. Yeah.
And I think, you know, in spite of what he says about women and, you know, beauty contest winners and that sort of thing, he's, you know, he's that works for him, too.
I think we all agree that we don't believe Trump has an issue in general with women and that he respects smart women.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's move on to probably the most fascinating aspect of this impending Trump administration. That's Doge.
I think it's a brilliant name.
How's that?
Well, from the tying it to the Bitcoin.
Cryptocurrency.
Yeah. You know, I think that's a brilliant name.
Brilliant.
Those guys.
That's what, you know,
that just
it's like
show, you know what? That shows Musk and Vivek. What's his name?
Vivek Ramaswamy.
I think that shows the influence of Musk and Vivek in this. I think it's a brilliant name to bring into it.
So let's talk about that a little bit. A lot of concern that Musk, with all of his industries and ties to government, that it's dangerous precedent having him have the president's ear and to be in charge of cutting costs in government. What's your thoughts on that?
You know there's a lot of fat in government.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys have been in the workplace. You know there's a lot of fat there. When has it ever been trimmed?
Never gets
in
trimmed.
Government? I mean, they always talk about that Republicans and Democrats, I'm going to cut the size of government. Well, in my lifetime, it's never been cut. So I think these guys will really do it.
So cut it sounds kind of arbitrary. I would suggest that it's justified. When has it ever been justified, the money that they're spending? I don't mind spending money as long as you can point out what it's done and what it's going to do. And it's not this pie in the sky. Give me $1 trillion and I'll change the world kind of stuff. Okay, give me the details. How are you going to change the world with this $1 trillion? Nobody ever does that. I don't know how far they'll get, personally, because...
I'm sure they'll get fought. Washington will fight.
Well, there are Democrats, I understand, jumping on board, too, with this.
I know, but if I'm a mid-level... bureaucrat,
yeah.
I'm going to try to save my...
I'm on the 29th year of my 30-year...
No, I'm saying there are some Democrat representatives, yes. I think, that want to participate
in this. I agree. It does have a shot now. There's momentum building behind it.
Certainly something should come out of it, whether it gets to be the $2 trillion that he wants to cut, or, as I said, even if it comes out to be a paltry $1 trillion,
yeah.
That's...
yeah.
A total failure, of
which
course.
Which the media will play up in 4 years. Well, yeah. You know, what a failure the Trump administration. Yeah, they only cut $1 trillion.
I mean, the fact that it's the closest thing I've seen. Everybody gives lip service. I mean, every Democrat and Republican who has ever run in my lifetime has talked about we have to reduce waste, fraud, and abuse in government, and we have to reduce our deficit.
And it never happens.
They say that, they get elected, they're gone.
Yep.
So one of the things that you're talking about what Trump can accomplish in 2 years, if he can get the Republicans in the House to pass a budget that reduces that deficit or the annual budget by anything close to $1 trillion.
It'd be pretty amazing.
He will be remembered forever.
Yeah, he will.
Hey, how about if he can get the Pentagon to pass an audit? Can you imagine not being able to pass an audit, the last 7 years or something, that they haven't been able to? They can't account for all the money.
They don't know what they did with it.
Well, you know, the other positive, I think, is that they're... put a limit, 2026, that they're done, there's some, anyway, it was tied to 2 years, it's done.
Well, that's a good marketing. I think the 2 years is, and who cares what I think, but I think the 2 years is tied to a realistic expectation.
But, you know, Jim, I think that's it. It makes it realistic. It's not what we've heard from, to your point, the politicians forever, that, yeah, I'm going to cut down the size of government. And when has government in our lifetimes ever been cut down? But here, okay, it's 2 years. We're going to do it. Let's get it done.
No, and Musk is going to take... You're running for re-election? I'm going to hang this around your neck. Why aren't you supporting this? You know, it's going to become put up or shut up.
Yep.
And if we elect people, after all of that, who just want to spend money, we got nobody to blame but ourselves.
All right, moving on. Cash Patel. I think the two lightning rods right now might be Cash Patel and Hegseth. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Hegseth is gone, I think.
Do you?
Yeah.
I think he's going to make it.
I don't think he's going to make it.
Buck?
There's too much. I just read an article.
Bet a buck?
Huh?
Bet a buck?
Sure.
Okay. Jim and I got a buck on...
I'd say he's not going to make it either.
Oh, you want in on this?
Well, it's the alcoholism. And,
No. He's not going to make it because... I mean, that's like everything else. These are like the reason, the excuse, not the reason.
Okay.
It's not like, oh, we've never elected an alcoholic to any position in government.
Well...
An alcoholic womanizer in Washington?
Oh,
that's who he is. Apparently, that's what he is, an alcoholic womanizer.
That's never been elected in Washington.
That can't.
Come on.
It's never happened before.
It's happened before because there wasn't social media and people didn't know the backstory of that person.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
Right. Yeah, I think so.
I don't know his qualifications. I can't speak to that. I mean,
they're a little weak too.
Well, all right, yeah. You may be right, but I say he makes it.
You say he makes it.
You want in on this too?
Yeah, I'll bet.
All right,
we're gonna bet an entire dollar on this one.
Well, Yeah, that's all. Okay. That's all I got. I'm on fixed.
I bet you a buck he doesn't make it.
I'm on fixed income, so
that's right. You have to have a little respect. We grew up when a dollar was
was a dollar
was big money.
When it was used to be a dollar, yeah. Cash Patel.
Man, I don't know. I go back and forth on that one. I hear good things. I hear bad things. I don't know. I would. I'm just
holy
saying 50-50.
Cow. Well, does that have the potential just blowing things up or what with Patel? Don't you think?
I don't know if he'd be good or bad. I don't even know. Hexeth, I think, is a little. He's a little. You know.
So why do you think he's not going to make it?
Because I don't think that he's going to have the gravitas or the experience to fill the position. There's a lot of other people that are out there that that are people don't like. But
Jennifer Granholm is energy secretary? Come on, Jim.
Right.
You know, this happens all the time.
That's worked out so well, so I don't know why we would even question it. No, so for a lot of reasons, and I just kind of try to pick up on the vibe, not the excuse they want to get rid of people, but why, what do people look like they're looking for? So you look at, say, Rubio as Secretary of State. Is everybody going to like Rubio because of his politics? A couple of years ago, he was running for president, and they were talking about how poor he was at managing his own finances, and this was the biggest thing in the paper. Mm. But so it's all, you know, these are all these personal issues that get hauled up.
Yeah.
But a lot of them are sort of like straw men for what are people really kind of thinking about them. So I don't know what's going to happen. Like I said, I think it comes down to if they get through the Senate with 1/3 of the Senate not having to run again in Trump's lifetime or political lifetime, then that's probably okay. So, you know, they're probably going to be at least acceptable for the next couple of years.
Yeah, no danger of getting through this process. It's too out there then is what I'm hearing. You know?
That's my opinion.
Yeah, yeah, that's why you're talking about
the cabinet picks.
Oh, all of them.
All of them.
I don't know if this is a cabinet pick, but Kennedy. I think he'll probably make it, but that'll be another. I don't know. Does he have to be confirmed?
Yes.
He does. Okay.
People are all worried about things like fluoride in water, but studies are showing that it has an effect on IQ for kids. And cities like Portland have taken fluoride out of the water, so there must be something to this.
Yeah,
right?
That's the point. I mean, they're out of the mainstream, but are they so far out of the mainstream that this guy's dangerous?
Right. If he's too far out of the mainstream.
Yeah, first of all, how much? They're not like dictators.
Right, exactly.
Well, in the other thing for me looking at
Kennedy,
it's not like we're a nation of all buff like Dr. Jim. I mean, we've got obesity problem, and he seems like he wants to address some of those things. That's not bad.
If he gets too out there, like to think there will be some checks and balances. I think if anything else, he raises the issues, and you know, at least they'll start to get discussed now.
Right.
It's not a knee-jerk reaction.
You don't want a knee-jerk. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything is great. You know, all vaccines are right all the time for all people, kind of thing. And I think it just makes all of our assumptions about what we're doing have to justify themselves. Additives in foods are ridiculous.
Well, when you compare them to Canada, for sure. I mean, I think it's a lot in the dyes, the chemicals used in the dyes. There might be some other aspect of this, but we have way more chemicals in our foods than other countries.
So if this discussion that you're bringing up happens, I don't see a big deal.
I think it's positive.
So I think I kind of think he'll get through.
I do too. He's portrayed in the press, he's kind of an extremist, but I think, to my mind, he's just bringing up questions that we should look at.
Yep.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah, the press portrays him as a crank, and out there and sort of a guy from the moon or something like that, which is obviously qualifies him for the position.
Yeah.
Don't you think the press is, especially after this year, is really, after this election, has really lost their...
taken down the chin, yeah.
I just can't... It's the internet. It's the Joe Rogans, and I think the podcasts and those things are going to have a bigger...
It's Yacht Club.
Well, it was.
You know, 10,000 people have been edified.
That goes without saying. That's why I didn't say it. Okay. I think that's what where people are going to get their information.
Yeah, which it, to me is crazy because, you know, Joe Rogan and all these other guys, I'm sure they're sincere, but there's no, you know, I don't know how much... research or you know, understanding they or how many voices, objective voices they listen to come to their conclusion.
They're pretty sharp. What I like about Joe Rogan, it's not an interrogation on his show. It's a sit down discussion, and he gets people to open up. They'll say more on his show than they will in any interview.
Right. And Jim, who can you trust now?
That's the point. Yep.
You look at what went on with the 60 Minute interviews with Harris. And,
right.
That's horrible.
They're all biased. Exactly.
Let's kind of summarize then. For the next 2 years, it's kind of wait and see, right? Well, go ahead. What do you want? You want to add something?
No, I just want to get into the pardons at some point.
Let's close the show with that.
Okay. All right, that's fine.
But let's summarize what we see for the next few years with Trump. There's some optimism. We think that the vetting process through the Senate will weed out any serious wacko that he might have chosen, selected for some of his cabinet posts. So, you know, we feel fairly good about that. I like Susie Wiles.
The chief of staff.
Yeah. Kind of like guys like Rubio, and they're a little more established. So it's a good mix. I think in general, we're kind of excited to see what Musk and Vivek do. So let's be cautiously optimistic, I guess, right?
Well, let's at least get to the end of January before we decide that we're going to hell in a handbasket.
So, Dave, before we sign off, you wanted to have a few words on the Biden's presidential pardons.
I just wanted to see what you guys thought with the Hunter pardon, and I understand it.
I think he's damaging his legacy.
He is. I'm in, but I can't say if I were in his position that I wouldn't worry about.
The same.
I would
but
do the same.
You wouldn't have been so adamant
probably,
all this time.
Probably,
I will not pardon my son.
I know.
Having your people, he will not pardon his son.
Well, here's what I'll give him some slack. He didn't think he'd lose. I think he thought he'd be president. How could he change after he pulled out? He couldn't change the message because Harris had to get elected.
Right.
He couldn't change it. Yeah, I just think that would have damaged her.
Okay.
So I get why he would.
Okay.
But you're right. He shouldn't have been so adamant.
I think he's going to tarnish his legacy with some of the stuff he's doing. It seems to be done out of spite in some cases.
Well, what I don't understand is the what they're floating out now is he's going to...
give Fauci, pardon like,
Fauci and
pardon
Schiff.
Me, accused
what? Yeah, what are they? They haven't accused anything. So why? Okay, is there something that we don't know?
How do you pardon someone who hasn't technically
committed a crime?
Let's just see where these things end up. It's going to be interesting.
I'm cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, there you go. Even on the pardons.
Yeah, I'm cautiously optimistic on the future.
Okay.
We'll revisit it. In 6 months, we'll revisit things. I think we'll have a good idea.
All right. How many, a little trivia before we sign off, how many chiefs of staff did Trump have in his first go around?
Three?
Five?
I believe four. Rance Priebus, John Kelly, Mick Mulvaney, which was acting, so maybe that's not official. And then Mark Meadows.
We had three and five.
We'll
so
see how long
the average. We had the average down.
We'll see how long Susie lasts.
No, I think Susie's going to make it out because she's his.
Yes,
she's his
Susie won't. She'll, she won't cotton being.
She won't. She'll spank him.
Yeah,
if he does.
Yeah.
This is interesting. Communications director, and then we'll sign off. One, two, three, four, five, six. Michael Dubke, Anthony Scaramucci, remember him, Hope Hicks, Bill Shine, Stephanie Grisham, and Alyssa Farah, who I think is on The View now.
Oh, she is. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
She's not a Trumper.
No.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Catch you next time. Music by War on Drugs, as found on the Internet Archives, archive.org.